Omer Rabbi Yehuda Saber. Rabbi Yehuda Saber said, so Rashi says, Asaber is a pshat al shem churfe korli hochi. Since Rabbi Yehuda is a very sharp person, they called Rabbi Yehuda Saber. So he says, lo nechluku beishamayu beisilul al mechitzois hamegiyas latikra. She'etzrichen eruf. Here there's no machlekes. There's no machlekes if the mechitzos reach the tikra. About everybody is moida, that then is considered separate apartments, and you have to have a separate eruv for each apartment. Alman nechloku, where's the machlokes? Al mechitzas shein magiyas latikra, a mechitzas that do not reach the roof. There's the machlokes. In other words, you have curtains going up halfway. In shebeisham mayomrim eruv lechol chabur bechabura. Since you have mechitzas there, even though they don't reach the ceiling, it's considered separate rooms. And you have to have a separate eruv for each one of them. No, eruv echad l'kulan. Hey, since these mechitzas do not reach the roof, so therefore we look as if there's only one roof of all these five partitions, and they're all considered like one big room, and therefore it's only like one dira here, and you only need one eruv to be mishtatif into the eruv. Or if they want to carry from one partition to another, it's a partition, so they don't need an eruv at all. Yeah, that's what Yehuda said. Now, Zot Gemara. Leman diyoma b'mechitzas hamegiyas latikra machlokes to yufta. Like the first man diyoma that said the machlokes is where the mechitzas reach the tikra, even so b'fil holders called one room. Rabbi Yehuda argues on that, because Rabbi Yehuda says klar that when the mechitzas reach the roof, then there's no machlokes. Aber leman diyoma b'mechitzas shein megiyas latikra machlokes. But like the second man diyoma before that said no, the machlokes b'shamen b'fil is where their mechitzas, these curtains, do not reach the roof. That's where the machlekes is. Is l'chura siyata? Like the second man diyama, it's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is like the second man diyama. And that's what we hold halacha. That when the curtains reach the roof, it's considered like five different apartments. And they need five separate eruvs. But when the mechitzas do not reach the roof, or at least it's more than gimel tefachim away from the roof, then it's considered one big room here. And you only have to have one eruv for everybody. Yeah, now the Gemara goes back to explain. Lahachlish na the Yomer Rav Nachman, but according to Rav Nachman, he was the first man the Yomer that said of Pshat now Mishnah. According to the first Lashon Rav Nachman, that he said, Machlekes b'mesifis, the whole machlekes is when you have small mechitzes, but when the mechitzes are 10 tefachim high, even by still holders called separate apartments, is tiyufta. According to Abiyudis, it's a tiyufta. Abiyudis says no, that all machlekes is only when the mechitzes don't reach the roof. V'enachnami calls the man, they don't reach the roof, that's where the machlekes is. So even though the mechitzas are 10 tefachim high, but if they don't reach the roof, according to Beis Hillel, it's still considered like separate apartments. Vaita, and lahach lishn, according to a second pshat of Nachman, the Yom Rav Nachman, after mesifas machlekes, even when you have small mechitzas, still there's a machlekes. In other words, Beis Shammai says, no matter how small the mechitzas are, still it's considered separate apartments. Now the shadow, what does Beis Hillel hold? Is the whole lemat here a tiyufta? Maybe it's a tiyufta on that man the yomer. Amar Rav Nachman, no. Rav Nachman, no. There's no machlekes. Could be pligi b'mechitza v'uadim b'mesifis. Maybe it's a machlekes both ways. That by Shammai Taka holds, even though you have very small mechitzas like mesifis, still divided. It makes it two separate. It makes it five different rooms. But still holds no. Whether you have small mechitzas or even if you have big mechitzas, calls the man they don't reach the roof. According to Beis Hillel, it's considered like one house, one apartment. Why do we have a machlekes then by mechitza? We have a good mechitza. I want to tell us the chiddush according to Beis Hillel. Now that Rabbi Yehuda said that there's the machlekes says when the mechitzas don't reach the roof, but mashma koponim, you do have good mechitzas. They're more than 10 tefachim. That's what Yehuda says the machlekes is. So why does he only say with your good mechitzas? He wants to tell us the chiddush according to Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, even though you have mechitzas that are 10 tefachim, good mechitzas, still, calls the man, they do not reach the roof, it's considered like one room. For the Gemara of a liflag b'mesifus, no, Rabbi Yehuda still should have brought down the machlekes by very small mechitzas, by mesifus. L'adiach ha-koechna b'shamay, to tell us call the chiddush of b'shamay, that according to b'shamay, even though you only have small mechitzas dividing up the apartments, still it's considered like different apartments, and you need five different eruvs. So why didn't Rabbi Yehuda say the machlekes even by a mesifus? And for the Gemara, koechta teirodif, it's always better to hear the chiddush of a matir, somebody saying a heter. So at this, if you say the machlekes by mechitzis, it's even though the mechitzis are 10 tefachim high, but calls them on, they don't reach the roof, the chiddush, according to Beis Hillel, is considered five different rooms. Here's the more weiter. Omer Rav Nachmin, Omer Rav, halacha k'Rav Yehuda Saber. B'taka pasul k'Rav Yehuda Saber. That what? That when the mechitzas reach the roof, then everybody holds as considered separate apartments, and you need a separate eruv. The machlekes is only when these partitions, when the mechitzas do not reach the roof. Omer Rav Nachmin, Rav Yitzchok, masnitsa nami deita. I have a raya for our Mishnah also like this. Diktoni, it says in the end of our Mishnah, Umoidim, that both Beis Hillel is Moidim to Beis Shammai, Bizman Shem Mitzosin Shruim Bechadorim, that if some of these Chaburas Mamash live in separate rooms, Uvalias, and they live in different attics, different apartments. So tomorrow, the Watch Shetzrichen Erev Bechol Chabur Bechabura, that each Chabura needs its own Erev. So the Gemara, my chadorm and my alias. What does it mean, the chadorm and alias? What does it mean here? Ilaim chadorm, chadorm mamish, that mamish, they lived in separate rooms. Mamish, good, different rooms. Valias, alias, mamish, and mamish, different than attic, upstairs and downstairs. Of his like shita. Avad was considered like five different apartments, five different families. Each one has a mamish, their own separate room. Elalav, elamai, the Mishnah has to be saying a chidish, kein chadorm. That it means, no, it's not really a separate room. There's not a real mechitza in between them. Just the mechitza looks like a separate room. And kein alias, it looks like it's an attic upstairs and downstairs. Oman niyu, what type of mechitzas, what type of curtains make it look like its own private room? That's mechitza ha-megiyas la-tikra. If you have these curtains that go up all the way until the roof, then it looks like separate rooms. And then the Mishnah says, according to everybody, you need a separate area for each apartment. That's a riot, Rav Yehuda Saber. The what? That when the mechitzas reach the roof, then we say it's called different apartments. Shema Mina. So the Maratona. Where is the machlokes here? When they're taking the eriv from here into another house. That's where the machlokes is. Avlem hoya eriv, erivin vo etzlon. But let's say they're bringing the Erev into this traklin, then Dirvei Hakol Erev Echad Lekulin. Then everybody holds, you only have to have one Erev for all five people living here. Now, according to this Braisa, the Machlekes now Mishnah Beis Sham and Beis Hillel is like a new Machlekes. There's no Machlekes if these Mechitzas divide up the rooms or not. It could be Tanki, everybody holds the rooms are not called divided up. No, it's called really like one big room here. And therefore, really, it's as if you have five people living here, and they made an eruv together. It's really like one room. Now the Naskim Minu, let's say in the Chotzer, there are other apartments, other houses open up into the Chotzer. If you want to take an eruv from this traklin and put the eruv into the other house, so then that's the Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai holds you have to take five different eruvs, five different pasim from each one of these chaburs to put into the other house where they're making the eruv. And Beis Hillel holds no. It's enough to take along one area from these five people into the other house. That's where the machlekes is. Again, Tana, the Braisa says, when we have a machlekes, when they're putting the Erev into another house in the Chotzer. So then, Beis Shammai holds, all five of them have to make their own pass. But let's say they're putting the Erev, the other three people living in the Chotzer are putting the Erev into this traklin. Then I'll tell you, divrei hakol everybody holds. Erev echad lekulam. They're all considered like one family, one house, and you don't have to have any Erev, or like one Erev helps four or five of them. So the more like this shita, keman nozer, who's a golai? Called the Tanya, that we learned. Chamisha shegovus erevin. Five people that collected the Erev. Kishomalichen esteruven lamokim acher. When they want, in other words, you have five people living in one chotzer. And they made an eruvah chatzeres together. The latter carry out now from the house into the chotzer. Now they decide they want to be able to carry out into the next chotzer. So these five people have to take their pass to Erev and put it into the next chotzer. Now kishumalichin, when they're taking their pass into the next chotzer, kishumalichin es Erev and lamokim acher is Erev echad lekulin. All they have to do is just take one Erev for everybody. Hey, since they have an Erev already, they're considered like one big family. So all you have to do is just put one Erev into the next chotzer. So the Gemara, come on, who did this go like? The churik beisil, it goes like beisil. Because according to this Braisam, the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel is in this case Mamish. In the case we have these five people living in this one house, that really is like one big Chabura, but the Machlekes Beis Shammai still says when you take Yerev into the next Chotzer or into the next house, each one has to give their own pass. So bizarrely, that Braisa that says there only one taste for everybody has to go according to Beis Hillel. So the more weiter. And Ika the Army, some say even the bigger Chiddush. Where is the Ramachlaikis now? Mishnah Beis Sami Beis Shami Beis Hillel Kishoye Erev Bo Etzlo. When the other three people are even putting the Erev into the traklin. Even so, Beis Shami holds the Mamish, they're like three separate apartments, and each one has to put their own separate pass. And Beis Hillel holds no. Since they're bringing the Erev into the traklin, it's enough one for everybody. But let's say they were carrying the Erev into another place, the Mokimacher, then I'll tell you, Divrei Hakol, everybody holds, Tzrich and Erev, L'chol Chabura V'Chabura. Each Chabura has to have their own Erev. Since they're sending the Erev into another Chotzer, then you have to have a special Erev for each one. Or Vizoy, according to this chat, Kaman Ozla, who does it go like? Ho Detanya, that we learned. Chamisha Shegobos Erevin. If five people living in one Chotzer made an Eruv Chatzer together, they made everybody like one. Now, Kishamolichin es Erevin Lamakamacher, when they are carrying the Erev now, they want to make the Erev to include even the next Chotzer. So it says that Din, Lamakamacher Echol Lakulan. One person has a right to do it for everybody. It's Kaman, who does that right to go like? The Lekechad. Doesn't go like either one of them. Because at this Mandi Yomar, even by Silu's Moida, that when they're carrying their Erev into the other houses, you have to have five different Erevs from each one of them. So you see, when you're carrying Erev into another place, even though they're like one together in the traklan, still they have to have five different pasim. And so what then they're also, even though the Bnei Chotzer here made an Erev together, and they're like one in this Chotzer, but when they carry it into the next Chotzer, to Mishtat of the next Chotzer, they have to have a special Erev for each one of them. So bizarre, that Mishnah doesn't go like any one of them. So Trashi. Bnei Devar Mamurim. The Yaskri Beis Shammai, when is Beis Shammai says Osir Kishay Malichin Erev Biechod Mishar Boti Achotzer, when they want to carry the Erev into one or the other Boti Achotzer. Avlim Ho Yushar Bnei Achotzer Mevin Pita Matraklin, but if the other people were bringing the Erev into this traklin, then the Rehakol you only need one for everybody. V'hai Tona Now Midukam Aflik Bein Mokim Achal Abu Etzlon Svirle the time of the Beis Shammai Beis Hillel La B'Mechitzas Pligi. That's not the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but Hilchos Mechitzas here. El afilu le Beis Shammai nami traklin mechaber. Even according to Beis Shammai, really, since it's under one roof, it's sort of like one big room, it's mechaber them. V'ein tzarech erev b'neim. They don't need an erev between them. V'hevelu kechamisha shogobu eserven. It's like five people that collected the erev. U'svirlu dechamisha shivu eschatzeren. Then they want to make an Erev with the next Chotzer. If they're taking the Erev into the next Chotzer, one can't be a Shliach for everybody. All five of them have to bring their own pass into the next Chotzer. But let's say the Erev Akeret comes into their house. Then we say, Kulan Shavim Shom. They're all like one. Now, Vahanach the Traklin, people living in this big Traklin is also Nami. Keep on the Rishus Achasen, we listen under one roof. It's like one Rishus. Lahani Dom is blamed to this case. Dile Beis Sham Rishus Chaluk Yasein. Vela Yirvuk, Yirvuk Bo Etzla, my heavy. Because if you're going to tell me, according to Beis Sham, it's called separate apartments, so what do I care to bring the Erev from the other houses into this Traklin? Still, you should have to have five Erevs. Elamai Lamai to the Traklin is Machavadem, it looks like one apartment. Still, when they send the Erev into the next house, the other houses, you have to have five different Erevs. Doesn't help Beis Shammai. So, the Gemara says that we have a Mishnah later that says no. When you if they made an Eruv Chatzeres together here, and then they want to make another Erev to the next Chatzer, you only have to send over one Erev. That does not come out according to Beis Shammai. And the second Lashon is, it doesn't come out according to neither of them. That's the way this Brisa learns the Machlokes now Mishnah. Yeah. But the Maisa of Adi, we'd hold that in the case where five people made an Eruv Chatzeres together, and now they want to make an Erev with the next Chotzer, only one of them could send their Erev with the other one. You don't need all five to send Erev. About them, it's enough if only one of them sends into the other Erev. And we pass going to get to the first Machlokes, like if Yehuda Asaba here, that when the Mechitzas reach the ceiling, then it's considered separate apartments, separate rooms, different five different Diras. But if the Mechitzas do not reach the ceiling, then since it's under one roof, one traklin, it's considered like one big house, one big apartment, and they only need one area for everybody. Yeah. So, like the Mishnah. Brothers used to eat on the father's table. Al Shulchan Aviyim. V'yishonim bebatayim. But they would go home at night to sleep in their own apartment. So, Pasha, we're talking about there's a chotzer here, and you have so far at least three apartments opening up into the chotzer.
The father has one apartment, and the two sons, the two brothers, have their own apartment. So they sleep, everybody sleeps in their own apartment. Just by daytime, they come to eat together by the father. Each one of them has to make their own eruv in order to carry out into the chatzar. Lefikach, therefore, im shochach echad mehem lo eruv, let's say one of the brothers forgot to make an eruv chatzeris before Shabbos, is mevatel es reshusay. He has to be mevatel es reshus to the other brothers, and then I'll call upon him, the other ones are allowed to carry out. So the Mishnah though, Amosai, when do I say this din, that the brothers have to make a special Erev Chatzeris, bizman shemolichen Erevim b'mokim acher, that let's say like there are other houses opening up into this Chatzer, and they want to make now an Eruv Chatzeris, let's say there are five houses opening up into this Chatzer, three of them, one is the father and two are the two sons, and then there are two other people here. Now let's say they want to make the Erev Chatzeris in one of the other people's houses. Or Bazoi, that's when you have this din, that each son has to bring his own path over to the other house. But let's say, forget, the other two people are bringing the Erev into this chotzer, into the father's house, into his apartment. Then you only need one Erev for everybody. Or else, let's say nobody else lives in this chotzer. There are only three apartments opening up into the chotzer, the father and his two sons. Then the din is ain tzrich l'arif. Then you should know, really, since the sons eat by the father, they're really considered like one family, and you don't need an erev at all. They're allowed to carry from one son to the next son to the father out to the chotzer. You don't need an eruv chatzeris at all. The only time you need an eruv chatzeris here is if there are other apartments also opening up into the chotzer. And we'll see the svar in the Gemara. The Gemara says a svar like a migul. Migul, they ask the other two people. Aser ze al ze. So once the other two people aser, who are in the apartments of the two sons also aser ze al ze, and they have to be mishtatef in the eruv. But enech nami, if nobody else is living in the chotzer, just the father and his two sons, even though each one has his own apartment, they don't need an eruv chatzeris at all. It's considered like one happy family that they're allowed to carry out from the house to the chotzer to the house. Yeah. Zakti Gemara. Shman Mina Lechur from our mission is a raya that Mokam Lina Gurim. The ikar is where you sleep. Why? Because we're saying even though the sons, the Havminer is Mamish, eat by the father's house, still they ask the Zeal Zeh when you have other people living in the chotzer. Why do they ask the Zeal Zeh? Because since they go to sleep in their own house, so Mokum Lina's Gurm, that's where a person sleeps, that's where he is. So if each one has his own apartment to sleep, we look like they have three different apartments, they ask the Zeal Zeh. So Drashi, Shema Mina, Mokum Lina Gurm. They have the Yishon of the base of Rin, because the Mishnah's mind that they would have even slept by the father's house, then Afilo Malichan Erev in the Mokum Acher, even when there are other people living in the Chotzer, and they will take the Erev, put it into the next Chotzer, in the next house, Lohoyet Tzrichan Erev, they won't have to make a special Erev. El Avim, only one for the father. V'neimah b'zoi, so Saraya what, that since they sleep home, separate, in their own separate houses, so where they sleep, that's Gurm to give it their own din. So Drashi, neimah tevet yuf to the Rav, this should be a kashan Rav. The Yomel HaKamon will soon see Rav holds, b'shmaitin, that mokum pita Gurm, faket, or where a person eats, is a zikum mokum dira. For elu oichle mebeis avim, v'chashvin lechalukin. Now these people, the Havimina, mamish eat by the father's house. And still we consider them like separate apartments since they sleep home. So for a Saraya, what is Kavei Yodin? Where you sleep? So for there should be a Kasher on Rav. And for the Gemara, no. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, the Mekabalei Prashanu. Our Mishnah is not Mamish talking about where the sons Mamish eat their meals at the father's house. If they would eat their meals at the father's house, Avad, they would be called like one family, even if there would be other people living here also. We're talking about just the father gives them money. They receive their money from the father, but the sons go home and even eat in their own house also. So this is like a mikzav din. Lamaisa, they're eating and sleeping in their own houses. So really, each one has his own dira. There's only a svara, though, that if nobody else would be living in a chotzer, just the father and the two sons, since the sons get their money, get their support from the father, and like we'll see later, there's a svara that a son is nimshach, yes, for his father, it would be mar of them to make them like one chotzer.
Yes, like Rashi says, for makabli pras, for itzor mi beis avim, v'yein oichlen al shulchonoi mamish. They're not mamish eating on a father's table, they're only getting the support from the father. So we'll see later on the Gemara, the svara is exactly. Something more Tana Rabbonin. Mi sheyesh loy beishar, if somebody owns a beishar. Now a beishar, that's called like the entrance, the first room into your house, like the foyer. Now it's not called really a makam roy to diru to live there, because since that's like the entrance, everybody passes through there into the house, that's not called a makam roy to diru to live. Aksadru, who would then if somebody owns an aksadru means like an open porch, or merafeses, like an open balcony. The chotzer chaveru, even though you own these things in somebody else's chotzer, is hareze einu oisrulof. You know, for Hilchas Shabbos, even if you don't make an eruv chaseris with them, you do not aser on them, because it's not considered like you're living in that chotzer. These things are not roy ladira. The foyer to a house, or a porch, or a balcony, it's not roy ladira. What about Beis HaTeven, if somebody owns a warehouse where you store your wheat, or else we have Beis HaBokra Corral, Beis Eitzim, a storehouse for the wood, or Beis Oysra Stam, where you store other things. Hareza Oysra Lov, Yishno, if you own this house in somebody else's chotzer, it's considered like a mokum that you could live there. So since it's a mokum, a royal adira, you ask around them, and they can't make a rubachat service unless they first rent the rights from you, or your mavatlet, or your mishtatif from the area. We have Yehuda Weiman, no. Yehuda says no. It's not enough that you have a base oitzer, you have a place that you could live there. It's only us if you mamash live there. And we'll soon see the locha we hold, the ikir is mokum pita, where you eat. So if the person eats in his storehouse, senachanami, then it's considered like he's living there, and then he asks on them. Because the money doesn't eat there, so he doesn't ask there on the people, even though he owns a storehouse in somebody else's chotzer. If somebody rents a garage from you, even though he has a right to store things in your backyard, in your chotzer, he won't ask her on you, because the maestri doesn't eat there. He only asks el amokam dirubavad. Omer Rebbe Yehuda, Maisa beben Navcha, the Maisa ben Navcha, Shoyeloi Chomesh Chatzeris Busha. He owned 5 different Chatzeris in Usha. Obo Maislof Nechachomim, the Yester Shalaf Nechachomim, does he ask her in all these places or not? The Omru, Eino Oyser el abez dirubavad. He only asks him where he lives. It's not enough the fact that he owns like 5 different garages and 5 different chatzerim. Since he doesn't live there, he doesn't ask on that chotzer to carry out on Shabbos. He doesn't have to mishtatev with their ruv chatzeris. He's only ainu oyser ela beis diru b'vad. So the more beis diru sakadaitach ela ema mokum diru. It means the place where he lives. That's where he asks. Only the mokum where he's living for the Shabbos. So the more my mokum diru. What's called the mokum where he's living for Shabbos? What is the mokum dira that you aser if you're there on the bnei chotzer and they can't carry out from the house into the chotzer or from one apartment to the next apartment? Is a machlokes. Is Rav says, Rav Omar.